raised rowdy.
How like often do you come to town?
Like once every month and a half.
Just for shows?
Yeah.
Do you like to...
Riots and stuff.
Okay.
Business crap.
Got you. But you're based in
Texas.
Yeah. Are you still in Prosper?
Yeah.
Nice, man. I'm from Houston.
Nice.
So you were like born in Prosper, raised in Prosper.
Yeah.
Still there now.
Yeah, well, I live in Aubrey, so I didn't go very far.
Got you, man. Yeah, I kind of like just jump into the bio stuff and
cool.
talk to you about like growing up. Like,
yeah.
What was it like growing up in Prosper? I'm kind of familiar.
Well, it used to be like small town.
Yeah.
I was still like right on the cusp of it growing up. It was still a small town whenever I was going to school, but
yeah.
Ours was like the last class.
Okay.
In 2012.
Oh, really? Of your high school?
Yeah.
And it closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it started blowing up after.
Oh, gotcha. Like how many people did you say when you were going out there?
Oh, dude, I don't 5,000 know. I know. I graduated with like 269.
Okay. It's pretty small.
Yeah, for now.
Sure. Like a musical family?
No, not really. My brother plays, and I played with my brother for a while. But other than that, no.
Really?
Not really.
How did it like come to you? Like how'd you get interested in it?
I've just always had the bug, man.
Yeah.
I've always been the kid that sang in class and just couldn't get it out, couldn't get away from it.
Yeah. You know? Did you take like piano lessons? Like
no,
kids,
no.
Nothing like that.
No, hell no.
Just singing in class.
Yeah, just singing in class, annoying my teachers, annoying my parents.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah, man.
So,
what'd your parents do?
My mom was a nurse, and my dad. I don't know what my dad did.
Really.
He worked at clean parts, so he'd clean like the microchips and stuff that they make.
Gotcha.
but
that's important.
Yeah,
clean,
for sure.
You need your microchips clean, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, and then
you and your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, me and my oldest brother, that's how we started out, was playing acoustic duo stuff.
Oh, for real?
For 4 years, 5 years.
How old were y'all when you
did that? I was like 17.
Oh, that's like way
old. Yeah, okay. he was like, he's 10 years older than me, so he's like almost 30.
Okay, cool. Is he still doing music stuff? Still
playing? Not really. Own? No, yeah. he's got his own beef jerky company, though. It's pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. Like, what were some of the earlier influences of yours that made you want to do it?
I'd say I was so big into the Red Dirt
and
Texas music scene.
Yeah.
Like Wade Bowen and Randy Rogers. I grew up with that. My brothers got me into them, and Crossing and Ragweed and Whiskey Myers, Brandon Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
But also now it's more like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Black Crowes, and it's kind of
Yeah. Do you like Brent Cobb, that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Time.
I feel like that's kind of got a resurgence going on right now. The Southern rock kind of stuff.
That's what we're going for,
man.
Man.
Absolutely.
Like, not enough people are doing it.
Yeah. So. It's still kind of new resurgence.
Yeah.
I feel like.
For sure.
That's really cool. When did you you start playing live?
That was back in 2013. I started when me and my brother started doing that acoustic duo thing.
Okay.
And,
how long had you been playing before you started doing that?
Oh, dude. It was like 7 months.
Really?
I picked up a guitar for my senior year of high school, and 2 months later, I won People's Choice at the Prosper Talent Show.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So
then I started playing gigs. I sucked.
Yeah.
I knew like 4 songs, you know.
Yeah.
3 hour gigs with 4 songs.
Yeah, is it cover songs?
First? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you play around Prosper?
Or
Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Van Alstine, everywhere.
Cool. Very cool. Did you go to college, or did you just...
I tried a couple semesters at community college, and it just didn't stick for me.
Didn't stick. Yeah, that makes sense.
Couldn't do it.
If you already know what you want to do, there's, like, not much purpose
right.
in it. You already know the world you want
to
be in.
Yeah, for a while, I was like, I need a backup plan, And I was like, no, I don't think I do need a backup plan.
Yeah.
So...
what was like the vision at that time? You're like, I want to be like a Wade Bowen, or was it like a songwriter thing?
I don't know. I just knew I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Wade Bowen was like a hero. So
yeah.
To me. So
yeah.
And now he's become like a buddy, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. So straight to touring, but then obviously it's a big jump from like doing that with your brother, now doing it full time.
Yeah, for sure.
So I mean, walked through that.
Back in 2017, I released my first single as a solo artist, and that's when I started like getting my band together, or trying to get my band together. I'd have a revolving door of people, you know. Yeah. and so I was doing that, and then I started still playing, you know, 3-hour restaurant gigs and stuff. Mm. Then in 2019, I quit my job to do full-time music.
Mm.
And then
right before
it was, perfect timing, actually.
Yeah.
and just never looked back. And even during COVID, we sat for like 2 months, that first initial shock.
Yeah.
And then we were like, you know what? No, we gotta get out there. We gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta tour and figure this out.
Was that tough with all like the social distance stuff?
Kind of, but we were doing house parties and stuff that we probably shouldn't have done. No, it was actually, Texas was shut down more than anybody else for us. Like, so that's how we got on the Midwest stuff.
Yeah.
Was during COVID.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. What was the job that you had, if I can ask?
I was a skip tracer. So I would find people that stop in on their car notes.
Yeah.
And call them up and be like, hey, you're going to get repossessed if you don't pay, or we're coming after your car.
Yep. Yeah.
Sucked.
Was it a full-time
depressing
thing? Or like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Depressing.
but powering through COVID, that had to take some freaking willpower.
We just did a bunch of rehearsals, and then we did just a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Hopped in a van.
That first song you released, Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona Nights.
Yeah, my bad. How long have you been writing songs before you wrote that one? Was that one of the early ones?
It was definitely an early one. Man, I don't know. A couple of years.
Yeah.
It was like, but it wasn't before Josephine.
Mm.
I can't remember.
Were you co-writing songs like early on?
Not back then, no.
Yeah, most people. Yeah, yeah.
Not back then.
Yeah. When did that come into the picture? How'd you feel about that?
I would say the first record, Crossing Lines Records, when it really started happening, co-writing. It's a good way to, you know, work the muscle, and it's I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to songs. Like, I would never finish songs if it was left up to me. Mm. But I think I'm gonna go back to trying to not do co-writes this year.
Really?
Yeah.
What's prompting that?
I just want to prove that I can do it.
Yeah.
And still can do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Does it help you to have like, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write today?
Not me. No. I'm too ADHD for that. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't. I had to go somewhere. If I'm going to write a bunch of songs, I'm going to have to go somewhere and do all that. Because otherwise I'll just get distracted.
Yeah, for sure. Where do you like to ride on the road?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. It just depends. I like late night drives.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
While I'm driving. That's when I do some writing.
Yeah, for sure. Daytona Nights comes out.
Yeah.
So from there to like, you know, putting out that first album and touring, it's still a big jump from that to like doing it full time.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's when I was working on like the Medicine Man EP and stuff like that, and still touring, and I signed a record label whenever we did the Crossing Lines record.
Yeah, how did that come about?
They reached out. We had a bunch of people reaching out to us after that first single, Take Me Home, came out.
Yeah.
And people started reaching out.
Yeah, for sure. Can I ask, was that before or after it was used on, Take Me Home was used on Landman, or was it used on Yellowstone? Or am I?
That was Landman.
Okay.
Landman. Take Me Home was, but The Light was Yellowstone.
Okay.
Right. Yellowstone was before the record label.
Okay.
So.
You also got Crossing Lines on Landman.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. So record label, that you signed to them, do you feel like that really helped in getting that out there?
I mean, it helps.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps not have to worry about, you know, paying for records and stuff.
Yeah. Crossing Lines comes out. Did you have like an opening spot on any tours that you felt like, all right, things are really moving now?
I was doing a bunch of shows with Shane Smith.
Yeah.
Which those are our boys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did some Dierks Bentley dates, and that's when I started getting like the co stuff.
Yeah.
Right now I'm on tour with Cody Jinks, and that's helping out a lot.
Yeah.
I know he's taking care of us, and He's a good dude.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome. I kind of wanted to touch on that. You talked about the Midwest and starting touring there. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's kind of like your origin? Like, did you go back to Texas after?
I would say Texas is an origin, but yeah. Midwest is like, that's our, I think, probably our bread and butter.
Where the wheels started turning?
Yeah.
What was it like touring around that region?
Dude, we played anywhere and everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a little place called Buck's Bar mm-hmm. in Omaha, Nebraska. And I think that really started to help us. That's when I realized, I was like, oh, we're in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And it sold out.
Yeah.
I was like, even though it was 110 people.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Yeah. How did they know about you? Like, how did word get out about you?
I mean, I guess Twitter was the big thing back then.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Twitter went away. I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore, man. Now I'm a slave to the TikTok and Instagram algorithm, man.
Twitter became TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok became Facebook.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just social media, I guess.
You just got to do it, I guess.
Yeah. But also, you know, just getting in a van and playing shows.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've... That's always what I've done is the...
Yeah.
The road dog.
For sure.
Mentality.
How often... You obviously have the two albums now. I mean, how often do you write? Because you've had so many singles, like, since... It seems like constant stream of singles since...
I don't know.
It just kind of comes to you.
Yeah, it just kind of comes as it comes.
Yeah. So. Do you feel like you find yourself, might be a weird question, but like humming something first? Like
Melody? No, yeah. I'll have that stuck in my head for a week.
It's like a melody kind of comes first.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, do you find like,
I find a line or something.
Yeah.
And then start building on it.
Build from there.
Yeah.
This latest album, you worked with Dave Cobb. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
He's a genius. Mm. That's all I can say. He's like, it's, you know, I mean, my favorite band is Whiskey Myers.
Yeah.
He's done all of my, you know, a lot of my influencers.
Yeah.
And some of my favorite records.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, if you'd have told 16-year-old Tanner that he was doing a record with Dave Cobb, he would slap you.
Yeah.
Like it's... It's just always been a dream of mine, and I'm glad I got to check that off the bucket list.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
if you had to say something that what he brings that's different from like other producers, what's the magic?
He captures like the vocal take and the take of the band so well. Mm-hmm. It's all live, no click track. And he does it so well, and that's why I went to him, because I feel like I was like, you know, live, people know that I'm a singing son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But I feel like that hasn't been captured in the recordings yet.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job at doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not something everybody can do.
Right.
That's for sure. This album, how long you've been sitting on those songs for?
It was probably like a year,
mm-hmm.
all in all.
Yeah. You're like, I'm writing for an album. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. That process, I'm kind of curious about the Texas Nashville split. Mm-hmm. Like, how often are you coming to Nashville to do co-writes and stuff like that?
Oh, I probably do. I try to come every like once every month and a half, and I'll stay here for like 3 or 4 days, and then do a few writes.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. Who in town do you like?
I really like John Decius.
Yeah,
And Aaron Ratier.
Yeah,
incredible
crew.
Dan Isbell.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, man, that's very cool. This new album, is there any line that sticks out to you that you're like particularly proud of? It's okay if not.
Dude,
or like that sticks out as like
me and Aaron. Man. It sounds stupid, but the last song that I wrote for this record was Gasoline and Adderall.
Yeah.
And I hit up Aaron, and I was like, dude, this song's gonna be a hit live, but it's not gonna be a hit. It's like right up your alley, right up our alley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to his house and I was like, I just want a song that I can just say, fuck the world.
Yeah.
And that's that kind of that, just an angry ranting song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it turned out to be.
Yeah. You get that line, a man's got to stick by his word, but everything's a lie. Is that in that song?
Yeah.
That line is sweet.
Yeah. I think money talks, but talk is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make promises you can't keep.
Yeah, Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah. He's the perfect person to come to with that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Just like, fuck the world kind of stuff. Kind of jumping back and forth. But like going in Texas, like starting in Texas, even though you started touring in the Midwest for the most part, Texas itself has like 30 touring markets.
Oh, yeah.
They say you can
make a living and make a career out of Texas and never leave it.
Yeah. Yeah.
People do.
Yeah, for sure. What do you feel like Texas gives artists starting out that they couldn't get in like another state?
Just being able to do that and have all those markets and stuff available to you.
Yeah.
So the scene is just, it's like the cool kid scene, I guess.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. In Texas.
Yeah. Well, not the cool kid scene, but it's like, it just brought a whole different genre of music.
Yeah.
A whole different sound, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The whole Red Dirt thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely like separated from the mainstream, but it also exists in the mainstream.
Yeah.
And it kind of fosters like independent mindedness.
Yes.
Do you feel like you still living there is kind of give you you more inspiration than if you were to move here?
I think so. I mean, I just don't see myself leaving Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And you're not in Prosper anymore, were you again?
I'm in Aubrey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. What's the music scene there, like in Aubrey or like in your area?
It's not exist. Well, we got Fort Worth and Dallas.
Yeah, so of course.
Fort Worth is where to be.
Yeah.
I think.
I feel like there's another mentality where like you surround yourself with musicians and like that, you can stay inspired that way.
Yeah.
Or you can go back to your roots and you kind of stay grounded and inspired that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really.
Yeah.
Thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it helps to just be like around where you're from.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, how's the reception been around? I mean, I know what I read, but around this album and like playing it live.
It's been great, man. I think the live shows, these songs really work live.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's getting kind of hard to sing.
Yeah.
No. It's been really, really, really a really good reception. These days has been, it's a big moment in the set. And, Don't Let Go. That's also a big moment. In the set, and I just like playing the new stuff a lot.
Is the band setup like any different from Crossing Line?
We added keys.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yeah.
You can hear that. Oh, you got your coffee here. Heck yeah. Pumpkin.
I thought about that. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah. That's probably better for you.
It's fine.
The voice.
It's fine. Singing. It's fine.
You got them both, you know?
Are you not supposed to drink coffee before you start?
No. I'm not supposed to drink dairy either. Did you get the same thing?
No, I got a brown sugar shake espresso.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Dude, that's, I feel like I can smell it from here. It looks pretty good.
It's good.
Pumpkin
stuff.
Spice. Dude, that's pretty good. I was going to ask, kind of made it through here, but like from your first album, Crossing Line, and this one, you have put out like singles since then and the EPs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that your sound overall has like evolved since those earlier days?
I think so. I think it's, I like to stay evolving, because if you're not evolving, you're staying still, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think just the voice, my voice has evolved, writing. I think it's all evolved, and Dave Cobb helped bring that to light.
Sure. Did you just ask the right questions, Dave? You just like
he just knew what I was going for.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, you're going for Tribe by Truckers meets Allman Brothers meets Stapleton. Got it.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. That's awesome. How would you describe how like your sound has evolved? If like,
I definitely am starting, I'm leaning more into the rock and like the Southern rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like showcasing all the aspects. I like letting songs be what it is.
Yeah.
Be what they are.
Yeah.
And that's kind of always what I've wanted to, or always strived for.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Definitely, man. When you're down in Texas, do you do any collaborating down there that's like different from being up here?
I did write a song with Wade.
Yeah.
Bowen, on this record with Smoke in the Air.
Yeah.
Which was one of my favorites to sing live as well. It just depends. Usually when I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, or fishing.
Yeah. What's it been like opening for Derek's? What's this stress?
Derek's is great, man. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Which it was Dirks and Chase Rice was our leg of the tour.
Yeah.
And both of those guys were just awesome.
Dude.
So.
Heck yeah. How long are those? How long's a stretch?
That was a while back. We did like 6 shows with them last year.
Very cool. So now that this album is out, do you immediately go back into like writing grind, or just kind of like...
I'm on the tour grind right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the road right now. Yeah. So.
Does this stuff ever hit you and you're like, I'll save
that? Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. It's just right now I'm really focused on the tour.
Yeah. That's very fair, man. Well, Lane told me to try and rap by 4:40.
Okay.
Because of the Casa Rosa thing. But yeah, I know it's kind of a quick one, but I really appreciate you swinging through and doing this, man.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, love it.
Cool.
Thank you, man.
Sweet. Appreciate it.
Quick and easy.